welcome to an unnecessarily ASMR AMA, because I can't do anything without it being ASMR, apparently. Alright. I've got my questions here, and I'm just gonna have a go at them. Alright, we'll start with the ones. We'll start here. First set of questions. Addie Brown. What's up, Addie? At school, were you the mathy kid or artsy kid? I was definitely the artsy kid. That's what I was more known for. Like, I wasn't bad at math. Actually, no, that's a lie. I mean, I was only bad at math because I was in, like, I was in honors. And then they dropped me down to regular, but regular was too easy. So then they were like, okay, you can go back up to honors. And then it was art again, and I was like, fuck. But yeah, I did a lot of artsy stuff. I was the theater kid. I was a band kid. I was not like a physical, like a visual arts kid though. But, you know, I was more of a performing arts kid. Which is superior, tea or coffee, and why is it tea? Well, I'm drinking tea right now. I have my cup with me. Yeah, it's decaf because it's late. But yeah, tea is not anxiety juice. Coffee, it's a toss up. If I need caffeine, I'm not gonna go for tea. I'm gonna go for coffee or like a Red Bull. Red Bulls if I'm feeling desperate. But it's always a toss-up. Is it like, is this gonna give me energy? Or is this just gonna make me anxious? And, it's a mystery, you know? But sometimes you just gotta roll the dice. Alrighty. Which is the worst idea? Summer wear in the middle of proper snowy winter, or winter wear during summer heat? I think winter in summer heat is worse because I'm just, I don't know if I'm gonna upload it separately, but I'm just remembering I answered all these questions with my friend. And her answer was like really funny. I'm just remembering it now. I think I'm gonna upload it probably as like a little bonus. I need to listen back to it and like edit it and stuff because it's just ridiculous. But I can hear the cars in the background, you know. Maybe I'm just gonna keep going. But yeah. I'd say winter during summer heat because you can overheat, and if you're wearing summer wear in snowy winter, you can always bundle up with blankets or something, and who said you were outside? Maybe you're inside, and you can, you know, that'll protect you from the elements a little bit. Like, both are bad. Both are not good. Both, I think you could die. But, yeah. Yeah. What's one thing you collect / used to collect? I used to collect mugs. But then I started running out of space for them in the kitchen. So, I stopped taking in new mugs. I also used to collect hotel key cards, until I realized you're supposed to give them back, and also until they just kind of, I don't know, we always, like, stay at the same kind of hotels, so they became less exciting, but when I was younger, they used to be really exciting, so I could remember, like, oh, this was this trip we went on, but I don't know what happened to all of them that I had. I had them, like, all rubber banded together somewhere, but, yeah. Master Chef Mystery Box, 8 ingredients, starting with the same letter as your name. So for F, you'd get stuff like fennel, fire ants, frozen yogurt. Feel free to use any/all names you've got. Plus staples like milk, flour, sugar, butter, and eggs. What will you make? Bonus points if you come up with both sweet and savory options. Alright, I gave a lot of thought to this one. And I'm not a good cook. I am not a master chef. So, I would probably end up making, like, just using the basics. I'll make you, like, a nice loaf of bread. Because I do love bread. Fuck, I don't have yeast. Never mind. I won't make bread. But, so for F, if we're using F for Frantic Tumble, oh, I'm sorry, if we're using F for Frantic Tumble, then that means I can just insert frozen in front of everything, so I can have, like, you know, frozen whatevers, but I don't know, I thought about this question so many times, but, like, my brain does not compute. Fruit starts with an F, so I'll just, like, have all types of fruit. I'll make you a nice fruit salad. I don't know. And then, you know, fillets also start with F, so I would make you, like, you can have, like, some fish fillet. Fish also starts with F, so, like, I got all the types of fish. You can have, like, a nice surf and turf or something. Alright. Like, the nice fish platter. Yeah. That's what I would make. Why is Addie asking such absurd questions? Is that a question or is that rhetorical? But, because Addie is the best, and, thank you for your questions. What's one plan of yours that got scrapped by lockdown, and what are you going to do about it? I don't know why I said it like that. Well, if nothing gets scrapped, share your best memory of those weird times of the week, and I'll be happy with you all. Well, my best memory is, like, kind of specific. So, I don't know, I just had a great time, you know, talking to all the GWA sapphic gals and non-binary pals on here. That's been nice, to reconnect, because I've, been away from GWA for a bit, and, finding out that there's a sapphic community brought me back. But so many things got scrapped. I was supposed to travel. I was supposed to go visit family on the other side of the country. What else was I supposed to do? I was supposed to perform. That got scrapped. So I've just, you know, kind of been at home. Vibing. But yeah, thanks for the questions, Addie. Mwah. The Amber of this moment. Hello. What is your least useful talent? For example, mine is accurately guessing numbers, prices, times, etc. That's what do you mean that's not useful? Like, guessing prices is pretty useful, I think. Guessing times. I'm really good at, like, clapping or, like, snapping at the same time as someone. Like, if you're, like, trying to, like, if someone, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, if they're just, like, clapping, like, offbeat or just, like, making you anticipate it and then they, like, clap. I'm really good at, clapping at the same time. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know. Yeah. What's something not inherently sexual that turns you on? When people are really good, like virtuosity turns me on. It's like when someone is really good at playing a musical instrument, especially like really like over the top, like romantic era piano, like, or like violin, or like saxophone, but like that's kind of cheesy, but it like fucking works. Like there's this kid who I went to high school with who was like completely obnoxious. Like, he got on my nerves like every single fucking week, but he was so good at piano, and it annoyed me that I felt this way when he would play, and I'm just like, you're such an asshole. I feel like that's the basis for fan fiction, but I'm just like, I do not want that to be our character arc. I just want, like, no, I will, like, secretly admire your talent, and I will not say anything about it, but it's just so good. But it was so annoying. But, like, that's how you know. That's how you know it's a turn-on. Anyway. What is your go-to baked good, both for baking and eating purposes? I like cookies. I think cookies are my go-to. Or bread. Bread is a good one, yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. Cookies, bread. Actually, no. That's not my thing. That's like my friend's thing. It's banana bread, but yeah. What's your favorite cheesy pickup line? I believe I answered this in my last one, I'm not sure, but hey girl, it's not even cheesy, but it's the only one I can think of. Okay, fine, I'll say this one and then I'll say cheesy. So this one, it's like awful. Hey girl, I want to paint you green and spank you like a disobedient avocado. That but I guess cheesy would be like, hey, it's like, are you a parking ticket, right, is that what it is, are you a parking ticket, because you got fire written all over you. That's a fun one, that's cute. What are you proud of but never have an excuse to talk about? I don't know. I have one thing, but it's like really specific, so I won't say. But it's also a shame because I do never really like talk about it. But I'm proud that I've made it this far. There were a couple times when I was, like, really starting to give up on myself. But I feel like, yeah, I should be proud that I've, like, grown. And that I've made it this far. Let me just make sure I'm still recording. Yes, okay. We're still in business. But yeah, that's what I'm proud of. What's your favorite smell? I like the smell of peppermint. Nice refreshing smell. I like citrusy things. And, I like the smell of, like, I like the smell of, like, after it rains, in the summer, especially, like, after it rains on, like, hot, asphalt, or, like, hot, you know, I was gonna say, yeah, like, concrete, like, the blacktop or something, and it just smells like summer, you know. A nice summer rain smell, like that. So thank you for your questions. Scared as fuck 888 asks, what weird food combination do you enjoy? I don't consider my food combinations weird, like my go-tos anyway. But, like, there's a lot of food combinations that, like, are weird, you know, that I try because it's like, huh, wouldn't it be funny if I did this? And then they're like, okay. But, I don't know. I put peanut butter in salads sometimes. But, like, so, like, it started with the intention of, like, oh, okay, I'll mix the peanut butter and the sriracha, and I'll make, like, you know, like, Thai peanut sauce, right? But then I started just, like, putting, like, a glob of peanut butter and then, like, drizzling sriracha on it and then just kind of, like, mashing it all up. And I'm like, that's the same thing, right? And it's, like, not. But, you know, it gets the job done. And it's, like, the texture is a little bit, it's, like, a little more, like, peanutty texture than, like, a peanut sauce texture when you do it that way. But it's, like, still okay. If you could not be convicted of one type of crime, what crime would it be? Probably, like, I don't know, like, tax fraud, stealing things. Because I think it would be nice to just, like, not have to pay for things, you know? Make life a lot easier. Yeah. What makes you tumble frantically? Alright, I had to close my window because there were cars outside and it was getting kind of annoying, but what question? Oh, what makes you tumble frantically? Not a lot of people know this, but my username is based off of a song from Evita. Evita Perón, not that one, but, yeah, Surprisingly Good For You. It's a pretty, not surprisingly good song. And there's the one line, it's like, I'm not talking of a hurried night, a frantic tumble or shy goodbye. I'm not gonna sing the whole thing because it's hard to sing quietly, and I don't want to wake anybody up. Anyway, thanks, scared as fuck 888. Vampire party, what's poppin'? It's a party. Your username just makes me excited. Okay, I know I already asked questions the first round, but I have a very important one now. Balot or Dinuguan? By default, it would have to be Dinuguan because I've never had balot. Yeah, I can't really say. I don't know if I would ever eat it now. I don't know. People say it's like fine if you just like don't think about it. But yeah. All right. Those were the questions from there. And then Verbal, if you please, asks a series of just good ones, just a mixed bag of like all sorts of questions. First question, would you rather have cacti instead of fingers or develop a bad case of sardine breath every time you go to kids? Cannot kiss someone. I was gonna say kill someone. Oh my god. I mean, if it were kill someone, that would make the decision a lot easier because I don't kill people. I don't have the desire to kill people. So then I would never have sardine breath. But I think I still would have to go with sardine breath because, like, cactus fingers, that's an everyday, all the time thing. But sardine breath is like only when you're gonna kill someone. Kiss someone. Oh my god. I don't know what's up with me. But yeah, like, I'm sorry. If you try to kiss me, you just have to like sardines, I guess. If you're just like, if it's true love, this is what my best friend said in our when we were recording. I don't know if I'm even gonna show it to you because it's like, it's such a shit show. But she's like, if it's true love, they won't care. They won't care. They won't leave me. But yeah. Sorry. To my hypothetical partner in that situation. If you made up an entire new dance that you hoped it would catch on, what would it be called? I don't know. Something stupid like the Thoticus 3000. Suits, casual wear, or dresses on others and yourself? All three. You know, different scenarios. I've never truly worn, like, a suit. I've, like, worn blazers and stuff, but, like, rarely, because I'm rarely in those kinds of situations. But I think, you know, rocking, you know, like Zendaya is my inspiration for suits. Janelle Monáe, pop off. But yeah, like, most of what most of us wear now is casual wear. Like right now I'm wearing like a tank top and sweatpants. And dresses are bomb as fuck. So, all of the above on myself and on others. Just wear whatever you want. Hell yeah. What is your life's current theme tune? The only thing that's been in my head lately has been that one section of the, what's it called? The Savage remix, the Beyonce Savage remix, where it's like, hips TikTok when I dance. She missed out on OnlyFans. I don't know what the words actually are. I should probably like look them up. I'm typing with one hand because I'm holding the mic with the other. I put the mic stand away and I like never got. I just never bothered to put it back on. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hips TikTok when I dance on the demon time. She missed out on OnlyFans. Big beat in the beast in bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I said left cheek, right cheek, got love this way. Take seven of the thing. Bitch, this game, no one wants to hear me rap. Yep. I'm on Genius right now, and I'm like looking at the annotations. No one freaking, there's like, there, yeah, like there's, these ones are highlighted, but when I click on them, none of the annotations come up. I'm like, bruh, I wanna know, like, the story behind these. There is, but it's kind of, they're kind of obvious. Anyway, I'm surprised it's not annotated more. Alrighty. Will you sing for us? Does that count? Does me rapping count? I mean, I sang a little bit. I don't know. I don't even know what I would sing. Also, like, I've sang to you, quite a bit, and, I was getting to the point where I'd almost used up my whole set list, my whole repertoire, if you will. So there's not a lot in, my reserve that you haven't heard yet, I feel like. Oh, okay, wait. I'll sing around midnight because it's 12:20. It's 12:27 right now, so it's like around midnight. Just gotta look up the words. So I don't get them wrong. And like, this is also a song I can do and have it be kind of low already. I'm just gonna start in a random spot and hope for the best. So I don't really know. It begins to tell around midnight, around midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start around midnight, around midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories. When my heart is still with you, and oh, midnight knows. Yeah, that's all I'll do. But it, yeah, it's kind of hard to sing when I'm trying to be quiet. And I'm like afraid to push air to make it louder. But then it also makes it like on key when you use a certain amount of air. I don't know. All right. Would you rather never eat fried rice again or never watch Avatar again? I would never eat fried rice again because I don't eat fried rice a whole lot anyway, so it wouldn't be that much of a lifestyle change. And I could still eat rice, you know? I could still eat, like, regular rice. And then instead of fried rice, like, maybe I could have, like some sort of noodle dish or something. Get a little bit more creative. But, yeah. I'd be okay with not eating fried rice. Yeah. But I don't think, especially now that it's on Netflix, like, I couldn't not watch Avatar. Like, I can't not watch Avatar. If you could commit a crime and get away with it, would you? Yes. Next question. I've gifted you a present. It's box-shaped. What do you hope is inside? I don't know. My first thought was, like, a frog. For some reason. I don't know why I want you to give me a frog. But, okay, like, as long as it's, you know, a box with, like, nice ventilation, I guess, and, like, proper food and stuff, if it's been in there for a long time, if you just only put the frog in the box for a little bit, yeah, I'd like a frog, sure. Is it better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all? I think so. Because, you know, even if it hurts, during the initial losing of the loved one, I still think it's better than to have never loved at all and just, you know, be alone. Like, it's important to be able to be with yourself and, you know, to be comfortable with your own company, but it's just, like, we're social creatures, you know? You, especially, I feel like I, even if it's not for the best, I attach myself very easily to people, but that doesn't mean that each attachment isn't special. So, yeah. If you could only photograph one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? The skies. Skies are pretty. And, they're nice to look at. It would be a shame not to be able to take pictures, you know, of my friends or of people, but I think skies. If a hostile but uncertain aliens showed up and you made first contact, what would you tell or show them about humanity/Earth to try to convince them not to attack? I'd sit them down with Michelle Obama and be like, this is Michelle. And this is what we're all like, or at least this is what we all should be like, so please spare us, because, yeah. What is the best feeling in the world to you? I think, like, finishing an assignment in school or something that, that I've been working really hard on and that I'm proud of, and like submitting it and be like, oh, it's finally done, and like, I have a good feeling about this. Because, like, I've submitted things, like, really hastily, like, overdue, even, that I just, like, know. I'm like, this is the worst thing of it. Like, I could have put so much more effort into this, but, like, it's due, so I'm submitting it. Whatever. You turn things in, and it's just, like, But when, I don't know, just, like, the feeling of knowing you did a good job. That's the best feeling in the world. Or, like, the feeling, you know, like, what I did, like, helped someone. Just knowing that, like, making... just knowing that I did something that, like, helps people, like, is making the world a better place. And not a worse place. That's always nice to know. Ooh, sorry. What was the last film that scared you? You know this, I don't watch a lot of scary movies. I think, I think the last film that scared me was probably Bird Box. I watched it with my cousins, though, with my, like, young cousins. So, like, I would purposely be, like, we would, like, the older cousins would purposely be, ruining all the jump scares to make them, like, feel less nervous. Because they were not having it, because it wasn't that scary. It wasn't, like, super scary, but there were definitely not pleasant parts to that movie. Would you rather your house be decorated with clown paintings or photographs of hairy butts? I mean, see, if it were, like, non-hairy butts, I think that's my preference for butts, you know? So, like, that I would be fine with, but, like, hairy butts is, like, eh. But, like, clowns? Sure, I guess. But you didn't say how many clown paintings, like, one or two, or, like, three even, like, scattered throughout the house? Fine. I can do with that. And, like, if I weren't allowed to have any decorations but clown paintings, I'd be like, okay, so, like, get a couple, and then, like, that'll be it, and then, like, the rest of my house is, like, minimalism. What's one thing your dog knows about you that I don't? I'll be honest, my dog's kind of stupid, so I'm not sure he knows a whole lot about me. You probably know more about me than he does. He does know. He can sense when we're getting close to home. So, like, he knows where I live. And that's something he don't know. So, yeah. So thank you for all your questions. Next up, we have Light Black. Bouncy, let's get it. That was what she said, not me. But still, like, Bouncy, baby. One, do you have a tragic haircut story? Well, I think when I was, like, 4, I cut my own bangs, and they were uneven, but that's the worst it gets. Like, I don't do a whole lot of daring things. Yeah. 2. What slang words / phrases do you hate? I don't really hate any. Like, nothing comes to mind right now. I think for some reason I used to really hate when people were like, bet. I used to really hate bet. It feels weird to enunciate the T, but I feel like I have to because otherwise it just sounds like I'm saying meh. But bet. Yeah. I don't know why I was like resisting bet, but now I say it all the time. So can't really hate. Three, what useless facts do you know? I know the thing about the frogs that want to put you in seven positions for 70 minutes. You get it, babe? Yeah. Frogs have seven sex positions that they use. It's not useless, though. I stand by that. Four. What skill or talent do you wish you could master? Ooh. I wish I could be one of those girls who, like, roller skates, you know, and, like, does all the cool tricks. Or, like, all the cool, longboarding tricks. That'd be cool. That'd be pretty dope. Five. If someone came up to you and said, hey, do that thing that you do, what thing would pop into your head first? I think probably like some sort of like, my gut reaction says like some sort of like meme dance. You know, I'd just be like, ah. I'd like hit the wall or something. I don't know. But the other thing that I do that I'm quite known for is that I like to balance things on my head. So that's something. Six. What meme / Vine / TikTok have you had stuck in your head recently? Then leave. That's been in my head a lot, you know? Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Which is, I mean, personally, it's like not a lifestyle I condone. Because I tend to get quite attached to people. So I can't just leave. But I mean, like, get that bread, though. Get that bread. Don't get that head. Because I'm quite picky. With who I get my head from. And then leave. But then leave. That's that TikTok sound, that song. It's been in my head. Also, just I've seen a lot of my entire For You page. I recently re-downloaded TikTok because it's just like, I need something. I need a distraction in my life. And then when that proved to not be healthy, I was like, you know what? I'm going to teach myself how to code. But anyway, my entire For You page has been Avatar memes. So I'm loving the resurgence of Avatar memes. Yeah. Slut words. Was popping. Oh, thank you, Light Black, for your questions. I've been thanking everybody and then I didn't thank you. That would be rude, but thank you. Thank you very much. Slut words. How did you get into making audios? Well, I just, I was listening to people a lot. Two people in particular. There's Eve's Garden and Miss Kitten SK, who I believe is back and under a different name now, but I don't want to say in case I'm wrong and it's just someone who sounds strikingly similar, or also if she doesn't want her past names to be
brought up because
clearly, you know, people have their reasons for deleting. But anyway, yeah, I was listening to them a lot, and I was like, originally on Literotica, and then I found the Reddits, and then I found GWA, and I was like, I could do this, yeah. I think I found a script that I liked, and it gave me the courage to record, so I did, and people liked it, and here we are. What's your favorite thing about making audios? It's very cathartic sometimes. And I, you know, I like the community. I like the Sapphic community, especially now. But yeah, it's a nice outlet for things that I wouldn't otherwise have an outlet for. Any hopes / wishes for the future of GWA, etc.? I hope it just, we continue to become more inclusive. I feel like, especially to the trans community, like, up until I'd started seeing, like, more posts on Sapphic that were, like, trans-friendly, trans-inclusive, for trans women. I don't know what the end of that sentence was, but, like, I'm just glad we're seeing more of that, and, like, yeah, just, I hope for that, and I hope for, like, just more queer content in general, because, like, GWA, main GWA is so straight, and, like, a lot of the listeners, are just, you know, like, straight men, which I think is why part of the reason why I took a break in the first place is because I was getting attention from the straight men, and was not very into it, and I was like, you know what? Because most of the comments and most of, like, the PMs I would get would be from them, and I'm like, you're not my target audience, bruh. And if you're listening to this, like, this isn't me, like, hating on straight men. It's just, like, I don't mind if you listen, but it's, like, yeah. Oh, getting sleepy. I wonder if this will be, this probably won't be longer than my other one. I don't think it'll be. Alright, what is your go-to ice-breaking anecdote? I think that's too specific. I'm trying to think of one that's, like, not that specific. I like to tell people that I'm a dancer. And, like, the difference, I have a lot of different stories that go along with that. You know, like, fun little things that happen at performances and stuff backstage. Yeah, but, like, I don't want to give anything away too specific. But Yeah, I like to tell like little like anecdotes from like performances, 'cause that's always fun. And a bonus question, you PM'd me. I guess I'll ask. Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, here we go. What was the first musical you got really into, and how did you get into it? The first musical that I got really into, I think, was Oliver, because I was in it. I was in a production of it in middle school. I was only in the ensemble or anything, but it was the first show that I did. So I just like, and it was a good fucking, like, Oliver has some bops. So I would like listen to the soundtrack. And I also had like a giant crush on Nancy. So yeah. What is your favorite song or sequence in a musical? I'm really a big fan of A New Argentina from Evita, as you know. But was it 2013 or 2012? Broadway cast recording of A New Argentina completely slapped. It goes so hard. It goes so fucking hard. Oh my god. And also, like, it's just really relevant for the times today. Yeah. So. I'm gonna save this round. Aoki Jukai 14 asks, oh, thank you, slut words. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Just kind of, where are my manners? Aoki Jukai 14, I think, asks, how do you feel about second chances or do-overs? It depends on the context. But I don't know. I'm like, yeah, like, I like to give people second chances if I feel like they deserve them, you know? But I always believe people can change. I never like to. Yeah, I never like to believe that people are stuck in their old ways. Like, I'm very forgiving. And yeah, but like, there's a point, I think, sometimes where it's like, you gotta put your foot down. But I'm like, definitely, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt usually. But yeah, that was all the questions we had. How long is this? Oh, it's almost an hour long. That's like shorter than my other one by like, uh, 30. ish. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm gonna go. Yeah. Bye-bye.